Ryan Grant, as far as the testing and really what I addressed on Wednesday, there's a protocol you have to go through, and the staff does not feel that he's ready to go. I'm sure Ryan would like to go, but he has not been released from the medical staff. And then same thing with Brian Belogi.
Feel pretty confident that Alex Green that get some more looks this weekend?
Confident that Alex Green will get looks. I definitely know Alex will play on special teams. We'll see how the game goes. But you know, our primary rotation will be with James Starks and John Kuhn, and Alex will get in there at some point.
How did Frank Zombo's X-ray turn out?
He's getting better. Getting better.
Mike, was Bulaga's knee close, or was it not?
He's made a lot of progress. He's ahead of schedule based on what the medical staff felt after the Monday exam. So he's moving quickly. He's got Brian has a great attitude. He's pushing it. So we'll probably know more next Wednesday before we practice. But he's made a lot of progress. They're very encouraged.
So Mike, you anticipate it'll be a one game thing for Brian and Ryan at this point?
Ask him Wednesday. I mean, you know how these things go. And the difference between the medical staff and how the player feels, there's always a gap.
You looked a little thin today at outside linebacker practice. A lot of guys out. What you feel about the gap there?
Well, I mean, I think we'll be fine, you know, as far as our numbers. You know, Brad Jones with his hamstring is you know, he's got to have a big 51 hours here between now and the game. You know, I think Clay will be ready. I don't see that being an issue. You know, Lattimore's shoulder is really bothering him, so we'll see how he responds. But we'll be fine.
Good week of practice, Mike?
Good week of practice. I felt that after yesterday's film, the practice film, that we're close to being ready to go. And we had a couple things to clean up this morning. I know on both offense and defense. And Sean hit the rest of the phases that he needed to hit today in special teams, but they have a ton of energy. They're excited about playing at home, and I actually had to tone them down a little bit in the meetings this morning. So they're full of energy, and they're excited to play at home on Sunday.
Mike, what kind of opportunity will this be for Marshall on Sunday?
It's a big opportunity. It's for Marshall's first start. It's exciting for him personally. We have a lot of confidence in Marshall, just the way we approached our game planning. And he did a good job down there in Chicago, and he needs to take that next step, clear this next hurdle. It's one thing to go into a game, as a backup and replace somebody, but now he's prepared and ready to go for 60 minutes. He's had the full week of preparation, and I think he's done a nice job.
Mike, is it as straightforward as if something were to happen to Clifton, Shiraz would play left tackle?
I would say that's accurate.
What sort of gains have you seen Jordy Nelson make over his time here?
What sort of gains?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jordy has improved every year since he's been here. His production will illustrate that. Obviously had the big game, jumped on the national stage in the Super Bowl, but Jordy's a very consistent player. The one thing you always appreciate about Jordy Nelson, he's the same person every single day. He works hard, doesn't get flustered very often. He's matured physically. And he's grown a lot in our system. He plays all four positions. He's an excellent contributor on special teams. So he's a fine player.